Nowadays, you can't throw a rock without hitting a book about poker. Everyone from the pros to the average Joe is tossing their hat in the ring, telling you how to win. Today, I'm going to tell you how to lose. Find out how, coming up next.
Okay, man, start it up.
Live from the K-Rod Studios in Stockton, California, K-Rod proudly presents Rod's Planet.
Did your mommy know you were on here?
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That's right, this is Rod, coming to you with this edition of Rod's Planet. And today we're going to be talking about a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and that, of course, is poker. Can't count how many hours I have wasted playing poker over the past few couple of years since it's been popular. But before we get to the poker topic, I just want to take a second to thank all of my listeners out there. I know people are listening because the counts on my page don't lie. There's about 154 of you that listened last week and a growing number this week. So I just want to say thanks, and I'm going to give you my contact information at the end of the show because I want to know how I'm doing. I want to know if you like what I have to say, or basically if you want me to shut up. I'm open to all comments, and I want to know what you think of the show because I'm doing this for you, and partly for me, but mostly for you out there, the unnamed masses that I haven't met yet. It's kind of flattering to look on a map and see that you actually have listeners in Europe and Canada and places I've probably never been. So thank you for listening, and I just want to know what you think about my show. So when I give you the contact information at the end, please feel free to email me and tell me what you think. Now, to poker. This is a game that I picked up about 2, maybe 3 years ago when it started to air on ESPN, and I played a lot online, and I never really sat down in a casino until I had played for about probably 4 or 5 months online, and it was pretty intimidating, and I learned a lot. But I learned a lot of how to lose, because I don't know that I really won that much there, if anything at all. So I've learned more how to lose in the last 3 or 4 years than I've learned how to win. Now, I've had my fair share of winning streaks, and I've actually won several tournaments that I've played online, but it's easier to lose. It's way easier to lose, and it's way easier to tell people how to lose than it is to tell people how to win. And in telling you how to lose, it's not so you can go out and lose, because I certainly don't want you to lose, but I want you to look at this as an instructional video on actually how to, or video, an instructional podcast on how to win through knowing what to do to lose. So I'm going to take a look here at a few of the common mistakes that average novice players make throughout the phase of a poker session. And we're going to first look at before the game. Now, this is before you even log on or before you even sit down at a casino. One of the first mistakes that you can make is to just flat out be intimidated. Before you even sit down at a table, before you get seated at an online table, it's just being intimidated. It's being scared, not thinking that you have any sort of skill whatsoever, and just worried about whether or not you're going to win or lose. Because that's the number one enemy right there, is confidence. You have to have confidence that you're going to at least play a good game. I mean, you may not win, but you at least have to have confidence. And if you don't have confidence, well, that's a quick way right there to count yourself out of the table within the first 2 or 3 minutes. And now, this is tournament or just sitting down at a ring game, you know, where you're playing for real money constantly, where every chip is live. And that's where another one of the mistakes comes in too. And that's remembering that each chip represents a dollar amount. Now, that's another way to get scared and intimidated, because when you're playing for real money and you're playing for with people that are playing for real money, sometimes you can forget that the chips are real money. But a lot of the times, if you're already scared and if you're not in a financial position where you can be playing this type of money, but you are anyways, you remember that every one of those chips represents a dollar amount, and you get scared, and you start to play like that. And before you even sit down at the table and you're looking at the stack of chips, you're already scared to play. That's not a mindset that you want to be in when you sit down at a poker table. And another common mistake is overestimating the players that are sitting at a table, or you can take this to online play too, which is what I usually do. But I'm sort of, you know, telling you how to do this casino-wise because it's sort of a lot easier to lose your money in a casino than it is online because you're a little more intimidated at a casino staring at real people. Online, you sort of have anonymity and, you know, it's not hard to play poorly online because you don't see the other people and you don't have to have the repercussions of knowing that that person on the other side is a real person. So if I sound like I'm gearing this more toward casino play, I sort of am. So overestimating the other players and just sitting down and looking at them thinking that they're so much better than you are. Because poker, well, we don't like to think about it, is a game of luck. It's a game of luck, and it's also a huge game of skill. But when it comes down to it, you have no control over what cards come out. So you could play perfectly and still get beat by a better hand because you didn't have any control over which cards came down. So those other players, while they may have better skill at playing the cards that they have than you, they still can't control what card comes up next, and you can still win regardless of their level of play. So that's before the game. Now, when you're talking about the very first hand, you know, everybody is jockeying for position when they first sit down at a table. Everybody wants to put off the aura that they are the best player at the table and that they should be allowed all the benefits of being the best player at the table. So when you first sit down at a table, odds are you're going to try to get into the action entirely too early with hands that you probably shouldn't be playing only because you want to assert a certain power, a certain sense of power, you know, and you overplay the strength of your first hand. Regardless of what it is, you just want to show that you're powerful and that you need to be respected at that table. So, I mean, that does one of two things. I mean, it sets you up for later bluffs, you know, attempts, but it can get you in trouble if you're already up against a better hand. So this is the first hand of your playing at the table. You don't want to get too involved too early. If you have a good hand, get involved, but don't do it for the sake of the fact that you want to show the table that you need to be respected and that whatever you do is because of, you know, the power position that you're trying to show. And it automatically that gives too much information about your play also right from the start, because if you use every trick that you know right off the bat in your first hand, well, you've got nothing left to show these people. You've already shown them everything that you know how to do right there in the first hand. So chances are you're going to lose because you've already pulled out all your bags and, you know, tricks in your bags. So now that leaves you with nothing left to do but to play the way the player's already seen you play. Now, during the session, this is where it starts to get really hairy because everybody, you know, this is it. This is when you're starting to play. You've already played the first hand, and hopefully you've played it right and not like me a lot of times and do everything I just told you not to do. But during the session, there's several ways to play, and every book on how to tells you a lot of these different ways. Well, one way to lose quickly is to play too tight. Now, some people will tell you that there isn't such a thing as playing too tight, and for those of you who have no poker knowledge whatsoever, playing too tight is not playing very many hands, and it's folding just about every hand that's given to you, and only trying to start with the best hands, which, of course, are, you know, pocket pairs from about 10 up, and ace-king, ace-queen, ace-jack, those type of hands. That's what playing too tight is only playing the hands that have a better chance of winning than some of the other hands that are dealt. And, you know, but that gives you no chance of ever really drawing to a good hand. So it's necessary every once in a while to play hands that you wouldn't normally play, only because, you know, if you keep playing all the good hands, that's telling the other players at the table that you only play good hands. And that if you're in a hand, then they shouldn't probably be in that hand because you've got a pretty good hand. And it'll discourage players from playing with you thinking that you play just about, you know, that you only play premium hands, so they're not going to play with you. And also what this does, what playing too tight does, is it lets you lose money to the blinds too quickly without getting any money back. So in a sense, you're pretty much just giving away all of your stack without much of a fight. So if you're playing tight, then you might as well just sit there and give your blinds out and probably leave and go get a steak dinner because from what you're doing, you're not doing much to try to win your blinds back. Another way of losing quickly, and this is probably the surefire way to lose the quickest, is to just play too aggressive and to throw your chips around without regards to anything, to the cards that are on the board, to the cards that are in your hand. This is just the way to lose money. And, you know, I greet an aggressive player at the table every once in a while. Granted, you know, sometimes I get lucky and sometimes I catch cards, but over the long run, if you play your game and if you sit down and a person plays too aggressive, sits down at a table and just starts throwing his chips into the pot, regardless of what's going on, well, then, you know, you're going to win a lot more money, and that person who listens to me and plays too aggressive is going to lose. And, you know, not only does it do that, but it, in a way, it sort of irritates the other players, too, because an aggressive player can upset the balance of a table. If you got a person that's re-raising every hand or, you know, calling hands that or calling bets that you think that people should fold, you know, it just starts to upset people, and it starts to make people not respect you and, A, probably not play with you in the end because they know that any hand you get in, you're going to play reckless in, and they're not, you know, they could probably lose pretty easily. And then you just start losing because people won't play with you. It's almost the same as playing too tight because they get a read on you that you only play good hands. Well, if you play too aggressive and you play every hand, people don't want to play with you because they don't want to lose a lot of money on a hand that you could accidentally win. And, you know, you're just continually trying to bluff. So I've got a few more suggestions, but I'm going to take this opportunity to take a break, and I'll come right back with the rest of the ways that you can lose at playing poker right after this. Politically charged lyrics coupled with hard-driving, full-force garage band sound. Our Discontent, with its debut album, The First Necessity of Progress, opens your eyes to what's wrong with America today. Each song is more powerful than the next. This CD grabs you and won't let you go until you've heard everything it has to say. The time to buy is now. Visit ourdiscontent.org, spelled O-U-R, for more information, including lyrics and tour dates. Don't waste another second without this high-octane, in-your-face masterpiece. K-Rod proudly supports the men and women in uniform both here at home and those in harm's way overseas. Thank you for your bravery and selfless service. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe and hurry home. Your country misses you.
The web's newest broadcast.
And now for something completely different.
I'm going to be totally famous.
Brought to you by the mind of a friend.
Any of this getting through to your son?
KROD, podcasted worldwide.
Your ancestors were nothing but a bunch of pimps and whores.
And welcome back. So we just got done talking about playing too aggressive and losing all your chips by just throwing them in the middle however you want and whenever you please. And now we're going to move on to not knowing when to lay a hand down. Now, the old song says, you got to know when to hold them, and you got to know when to fold them. Well, that is certainly true. And if you want to lose, just not know when to fold them. That's definitely a quick way to lose. Throw money at a pot that you can't win. That's the easiest way to lose. And just because you have a strong hand, it doesn't mean you're not beat. Now, that only does not apply in one situation, and that's when you have the absolute best hand on the table. Now, times like that are few and far between, and you could play for days and months without actually having the best hand on the table, and you have to rely on the fact that the person playing with you has a worse hand than you do. Well, chances are you're beat. If somebody is playing back to you as strong as you are playing with a not-so-strong hand, chances are you're beat. And one way to lose, and the quick way to lose, other than playing too aggressive, is to not know when you're beat. And to continually think that you are winning when you're not. And just to keep throwing money, like I said, at a pot that you can't win. Now, the only time that, you know, you're sort of obligated, and you're never obligated to put money in a pot, never. You know, you can always lay your hand down at any point. But there is one circumstance where you sort of are, and that's when you're pot committed. For those of you who don't know what that means in poker terms, it means when you've already put so much money into the pot that pretty much the only option you have now is just to keep calling or to call the bet off, because you've already put so much of your money in the pot that it'd be a waste of money to just let the hand go without at least seeing the fact that you're beat. And that's what's meant by pot committed. But unless you're pot committed, you know, those of you poker players out there, you know, an easy way to lose is to just keep throwing money around and not knowing when to lay your hand down when you're beat. This is a problem that I have right here, and this next one is handling bad beats. Every poker player can tell you their bad beat stories. I can tell you a million bad beat stories, because I have that many. I've probably dished out a few. I try to keep those to a minimum, but I've definitely had my fair share of bad beats. My girlfriend has probably heard every single one of those bad beat stories. And what a bad beat is when you've got a very, very strong hand and somebody catches the one card that they need to beat the hand that you have. So you have a good hand and you get beat on, let's say you get beat on the river by, you know, the one card that could beat the hand that you have. That's a bad beat. Or somebody who was playing a couple of ridiculous cards against a strong bet from you, and they just stayed in and they kept chasing whatever they had down to the river. That's a bad beat. Bad beats do two things to you. Well, they really do one thing to you, which causes a couple of different scenarios. One is what I like to say, you know, the Yoda approach. Anger and frustration, they only lead to the dark side. You know, the anger that you get from a bad beat and the frustration that you get, they only lead to the dark side. So it's a quick way for you to start playing more reckless, and it will eventually put you on tilt, which basically means that you've pretty much lost every rational thought that you've had in your brain, and now you're just playing off of sheer aggression, which is a quick way to lose. Quick way to lose, because then you start playing too aggressively, like we talked about before, not knowing when... See, now, if you notice that all of these kind of lead into another, and you can sort of pick up a pattern if you're starting to do some of these things. And hopefully you nip them at the bud. But if you're a losing player like me, you don't. And you continually do these things, regardless of whether or not you recognize it, because that's just the way you play sometimes. So, but it'll put you on tilt, and you'll just continually play aggressive and reckless, and you won't even think about what you're doing. You'll just play blind. And also what it does is, in your mind, it puts a target on the player who sucked you out or is sucking other people out also. And all of a sudden, you want to go after that player, and you don't care what type of hand you have. If that player's in a hand, you're in a hand, and you're going to make him pay for the fact that he is sucking out and continually sucking out. Well, that's a dangerous thing because, you know, you're not a mercenary, you're a poker player. So the fact that you want to take this guy out, you know, and make it your personal vendetta to watch him go out by your hands is going to put you in situations that you're not going to be in control in. And eventually you're going to lose, and he's going to end up winning all your chips, and then you're really going to be mad. And then what do you got left? You've got no money, and you can't even talk to him about, you know, the fact that you're a better player, because obviously he is, because you're out and he's in. Or he's a lucky player, and you still want to, you know, maintain that. A good person to watch when that's happening is Phil Hellmuth. This guy continually thinks he's the best player in the world and that nobody should even be in a hand with him at the same time. And if somebody does knock him out or sucks out on him, then it's his personal vendetta to knock that person out. And more times than not, you'll watch him stand up from a table early because, you know, he's on a mission to knock someone out. And he gets in these moods and these tantrums and will start trying to tell you how bad a player you are. But in the end, you're still sitting in the seat and he's not. And that's basically, you know, the position you're in if you let it get to you. A couple of little minor things, and I'll close with these two things, because these two things are another easy way for you to lose, and that's when you're playing on the short stack. Now, short stack play can do a couple of things to you. First of all, if you let too many hands go by, you can let yourself pretty much, in a sense, get blinded out to where you're just putting your money in on the blinds, and it's almost like playing too tight when you're just letting yourself getting blinded out. And but at the point you want to make a move, you don't have enough chips to make a move, and so you're just going to lose, because even if you did win a pot, it wouldn't be big enough to get yourself in contention. They say a chip and a chair is all you need to play poker. Well, it's kind of hard sometimes to play with just a chip and a chair. It's nice to have the big stack, but therein lies the problem also in playing with the big stack. When you're playing with the big stack, sometimes you want to try to knock out the short stacks entirely too much. You know, and then you just start playing too many hands because you feel like you can afford to play every hand that's out there. And that's one way to start playing too aggressive and then to start losing, as we've already established. I know I said two more things. One more thing real quick. Table presence is key. Sometimes you could sit down, you could talk too much and start giving away information about your hands and start showing guys your hands and stuff before you throw them away. And that's just giving players free information about yourself, which is definitely not what you want to do. Not talking at all can sometimes get you in trouble if you're at a table of people that talk and, you know, talk a lot, and you just sit there and don't talk at all. That could give away a presence of, you know, an unwanted player that doesn't really want to play or is just too stuck up, or for whatever reason you're not talking enough. Little things to pay attention to also, the way you move your chips into a pot, that's another sort of a tell that you can get off of somebody, and somebody can get off of you. If you reluctantly move chips into a pot, you know, or if you forcefully do it, those types of things are ways that you can lose money also, because people can pick up on your tells. The way you fold your cards, and even what you wear. All those are little things to pay attention to, so as not to lose. Okay, or if you want to lose, like I said, follow all these instructions and do everything that I said, and you will definitely lose. That I can promise you. So, that's all I got right now for poker, but like I promised you in the beginning of the show, I am going to give you my contact information. There's a couple ways you can reach me. You can reach me by email, and my email address is rjvillagomez@gmail.com. That's rjvillagomez@gmail.com. You can also check out my MySpace page. I'm at myspace.com/voterod. Feel free to leave me a message, leave me a comment. You can leave comments on Podomatic if you are a member of Podomatic. Find me in Pickle Podcast. I'm on iTunes as Rod's Podcast. So definitely look me up and leave me a few messages, because I'd like to know how you people are doing, and how you're enjoying the show. So that's all the time that I have for my podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Remember, the cosmos is huge, and we are all small, but on Planet Rod, you are all important. Good night, everybody, and thanks for listening.
I never liked you. Get lost.
That guy was an annoying, greasy-headed loser.
Get off my ship.
Goodbye.
Boo! Boo! That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo!
More!